Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Amy Hardy in this morning. The Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration is coming up later in the month, and we are going to talk about that this morning. Amy Hardy, good morning. It's good to have you here this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It's always good to talk about the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration, October 25th this year.
Yes, October 25th at Strange Ways Brewery. It is a benefit for the Fairy Godmother Project, who helps pediatric cancer families in the Fredericksburg metro area that, you know, the day-to-day struggles of having to deal with pediatric cancer and the things that kind of fall through the cracks. So, like groceries and house cleaning, repairs. There's a whole realm of things that Fairy Godmother does for these families, and we were definitely a beneficiary of it. So it is our pleasure and honor to celebrate Josh and give back to Fairy Godmother. So
it's such a great, Fairy Godmother Project is just such a great organization, and just those things that they do when the families, I mean, they're doing things that the families, they need. Those kinds of things. And those are things that a lot of people don't think about.
Yeah, you take for granted the details of day-to-day living and just how exhausted you are and just emotionally drained and what treatment does, and watching your child have to endure this physical trauma of treatment. They just come in and they're just an extra set of hands that gives the mom and dad and everyone involved the freedom to just be with the child and focus on them, and they just manage the details, and it's such a gift. And I know my fellow families that I know, we just are all so grateful for Fairy Godmother. So there's other families that do things, you know, in memory of their children to help support it. So it's a good thing. So.
Well, and it's and they're so good at remembering the kids.
They do a great job. They do a fantastic job. They well, one of the things that I really appreciate that they do on milestone days like birthdays and the anniversary of the passing, they deliver luminaries to your front yard, and it's so beautiful to just in the early morning just see them glowing, and it just helps make that day out of the ordinary. Because, you know, you get into a rhythm, you know, we're now 9 years out, you could just get up, go to work, and, you know, think about it. But this is just something that just makes it significant that today is a milestone, and we're very sorry for you, and we're here. And it just speaks volumes to me, and I'm so grateful for the volunteers that come and do that.
Everybody I know talks about that, of how meaningful that is to have that and to do that, and what a gift that is. And what a gift that you have over these years continued to remember Fairy Godmother Project and just the help that they were to provide.
Yeah, no, I'm so grateful for the program. I never would have thought I would have needed something like that, but it really was. It was a gift, especially, you know, with us, with the bereavement, they really stepped in and helped us with various things. And, you know, you're just so emotional. And at the time, it was Andy McConnell. It was Andy McConnell at the time. But she was just with me, you know, held my hand through the process and got things set up. And it just was such a relief knowing that I wasn't alone. And I'm just so grateful. So we're going to have the superhero celebration at Strange Ways. It's going to be 6:30 to 9:30. Come dressed as a superhero. I think that's super important. You can have just a t-shirt like we are dressed today, or you can go full out superhero costume, which those people are my favorite.
They do.
Some people will go way out, and I think it's fun for everyone. It's very kid friendly, very adult friendly. We do the cakewalk, which is a funny little story for Josh. But the cakewalk has become so huge. Like, we will get about 60 cake donations. It takes like an hour and a half. I've actually made it now because I get so nervous because I, you know, always like to speak and thank everyone, and I would wait to do it after the cakewalk, and it would go on.
And it does. There's so many cakes.
Yeah, so now I'm going to speak before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to just write, like, soon after it starts, I'm going to thank everyone and then let it go.
We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about why there's a superhero celebration. And this is the first year I now match you with a shirt. Years ago, one of the very first superhero celebrations, we did a show, and you said, you need to dress up. So you brought a cape, and that's always been my go-to. And I thought, I've got to find something of my own. I need to invest in this.
Yeah, so everybody make sure you check out the picture on social media.
We'll take a picture today of us because we're matching today.
Yeah, we're twins.
So anyway, we're going to talk about that. Amy Hardy here, the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration, October 25th, 6:30 to 9:30 at Strange Ways. And we're going to talk about Josh this half hour and just give you a kind of insight of the wonderful person he was through all the struggles. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFEA.
Council.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFEA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
The Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration, October 25th, 6:30 to 9:30 at Strange Ways Brewery over on Lansdowne Road. And Amy Hardy, Josh's mom, here this morning. I always appreciate that we get to do these talks because I always learn about Josh, and we're gonna talk about some really, really funny stories. It's a superhero celebration because Josh loves superheroes.
He loves superheroes, and in my eyes, he was a superhero.
Yeah.
To endure all the things that he did and just always have a smile. He was such a doer. He wanted to go do everything he could possibly do. He was so mad when he would be limited because of health issues, and he's like, well, I can still go. And we tried as much as we could as things progressed to get him everywhere he wanted to go. But he always was just happy and witty. Gosh, he was just so funny. He would just have these little zingers, and you just like, wow, you're just a kid, but you're so funny.
We always talk about that, and as sad as the story is, and how long you all had to endure, the fact that you have such good memories, and that he was able to leave you with such memories is such a gift.
Yes, it is a gift. We have so many good memories, so many pictures and videos, and I love the app Time Hop because every day I look at it and and it's good. It's for all the kids to see where they've, you know, how little they were and how, you know, what they've done in their lives. But it is particularly valuable to me, you know, missing Josh.
Well, and just the memories that his brothers had, that you all have.
Yeah.
No. Of him. And even the community. And I'm sure you've often talked about every once in a while you still get somebody who will tell you a story, or you'll see a picture that you've never seen before, even after all these years.
That is the biggest gift. If you have a picture of Josh and you send it to me, chances are I haven't seen it. It always brings tears to my eyes, but it's happy tears. Like, oh,
yeah.
Something new. Because that is something you take for granted. There are no new pictures, you know, and I always post the same thing over and over. But, take as many pictures as you can, and videos, like, cherish every moment. And
it's
my words of wisdom for you guys today.
Well, I remember when we talked, I remember last year when we did this show and you talked, and I hadn't realized that he was diagnosed so early in life. And then from, 9 months?
Yeah, 9 months old, and he battled cancer 4 different times, and really ultimately what took over was the complications from the treatment. I mean, the bone marrow transplant was no joke, and it really impacted his body in ways that he just really couldn't recover from.
Yeah.
So he was cancer-free when he passed away, but, you know, it's just unfortunate of how it really broke him down.
Yeah. Boy, but to go through all that he did, and sort of understand or have an idea, but to just have the personality that he did, and you know, the desire to do things as long as he could.
Yeah, no, that actually just made me think of a story. He was still in the ICU. This was from the initially after the bone marrow transplant, but he was starting to feel better. We had just gotten the medicine. But we were all sitting in the room, and, you know, he was laying on his side, and all of a sudden he goes, "Goodbye, Mom." I was like, "What? Where are you going? What is going on?" And he's quiet for a minute. He goes, "They have to roll me over, and I won't be able to see you."
Oh, wow.
And I was like, "I don't know, just the way you said it."
Yeah,
just then.
Don't say that again. Yeah. Don't say it like that.
But, yeah, he, you know, he had to be moved because, I mean, being just the trauma of the bone marrow transplant, he was on a ventilator for a while, and so his muscle, you know, he just couldn't do things, and he did build back up and did have some really great memories in between the bone marrow transplant and the last ICU stay that we had. But yeah, he was just so funny. But yeah, that was one of those ones that just popped in my head. But those are always nice.
The pictures of you and your kids and his dad and everybody. At different times, I can remember seeing pictures of him at St. Jude's, and especially when you all were running, he just was so small.
Yeah, he was small.
And he was dealing with what he was dealing with. I can just remember.
Yeah, I mean, he was a little guy, and to have to endure so much, and it was incredible. But then, you know, it was almost a blessing that he was an infant when it all started, because he didn't know to be afraid. And we kind of vibed off that, like, he's happy, we're happy, you know. And
interesting.
Yeah, and so we tried never to show fear, or we just made the most of everything we were doing at the time. And if he didn't feel good, we stopped and slowed down, and if he did feel good, we'd go and test the limits. And you know, we just always tried.
Well, it had to be tough for him and you as a family, especially with a growing family, to be. He was in Memphis for a long, on and off, quite a while.
Yeah, I do think it was definitely hard for the boys. We were separated quite a bit. I can remember Joe in kindergarten was like, "I just want to have a normal family." And I was like, "What's normal? Ask your friends. They know, you know, everybody's got a little something going on at their house." But the kids definitely had to, you know, the Jack, Joe, and Jude, and to sacrifice a lot of time with us, because we had to be in Memphis frequently, and they would come when they could. But I also have to thank my mom and dad. They were there to fill those gaps, and we're really grateful that they had, as I think they all had, a really great childhood. I think they all have really great memories, and I know that the stress of Josh and the pain that we endured ultimately made them more compassionate. Makes them, you know, just more patient and kind, and they don't take things for granted. So I'm very proud of the men they've become.
Yeah, boy, and to be able to take that away.
Yeah.
As a mom, to be able to see that.
Yeah, I definitely can see the impact that Josh had on his brothers. It's a gift.
I just noticed on the back of your phone, you have a superhero.
Well, so this really, I can't remember the name of the place downtown. It's Possum.
Oh, Possibilities?
Possibilities. The sweet lady there, she designed, this is Josh. It's a Captain America, like we're wearing.
Yeah.
But it has the pediatric cancer ribbon in the middle, and then it has Joshua 1:9 around the rim, which is, be strong and courageous. But yeah, she made these for me for last year's superhero celebration.
Oh, wow.
And I have them all over the place. Like, I have them on my computer, I have them on cups.
I just noticed that on your phone. That verse from Joshua, you and I every year do a video together around his birthday.
Yeah, and this year was really cool because he was 19, would have been 19, and Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous.
Yeah, and I had not known that story either. We're standing in front of the Fred Nat Stadium doing this video, and you're wearing you're wearing the shirt. And I just commented how appropriate that was. And then when you explained it, I just thought.
So that story is a really neat one. So his first day of chemotherapy ever was January 9th. Mm. And I happened to be reading the Bible that day, and I, you know, went to Joshua 1:9, and it's be strong and do not be afraid, do not be dismayed. Your Lord, your God is with you wherever you go. Be strong and courageous. I don't think I just said it right because I had to think of it on the spot.
Right.
But yeah, it was like a God wink when we were getting ready to start some chemotherapy. And that has been our family motto ever since I found that. And oddly enough, when he was doing his last day of chemo ever, it was January 9th in 2014. And
wow.
So 2007 to 2014, it just was little God winks to let me know that we're not alone. Be strong.
Well, a couple of things. Because of all the times you spent in Memphis, whenever the Memphis NBA team, the Grizzlies, are on TV, I always think of Josh.
Yeah.
Cardinals
team. Because the Redbirds
are there.
Yeah, the Cardinals minor league team is in Memphis, so.
And so those two things, and just his interest and your family's interest in sports.
Yeah.
And I always thought that has to help. Having an interest like that in something like sports when you're going through things can take your mind off of things.
It does. It definitely, especially having those sports in Memphis, and, you know, they're very generous to the St. Jude community. Would give us tickets. I mean, anytime we thought about going to the game, there were tickets. So we got to see a lot of NBA basketball, which until that point, I mean, I paid attention. I really liked college basketball.
Right.
I really got into it. Like, I knew the players and, you know, where they were as far as whether they were going to make the playoffs. And it was a great experience. Made me an NBA fan. And then the Redbirds, gosh, we went to so many Redbirds minor league games that I knew everyone's walk-up song. If I heard it, I knew who was at bat. And it was just great memories. And it was good to be a sports family going through everything, because it was always something that Josh could do, whether he could run around or
yeah.
he had to be in a wheelchair, which we always called a stroller, because who wants to say wheelchair? But yeah, it was great memories. We had so many good stories. And they were so kind to us, especially they dedicated a game to Josh after he'd passed away, and that video, when that shows up on my time hop, always gets me.
Oh, yeah.
They did an exhibition game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Redbirds, and I don't know exactly what point it was during the game, but they talked about Josh's favorite Redbirds that were now Cardinals, and, you know, showed pictures and on the Jumbotron and, you know, dedicated the game to him, and it was...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I wasn't there. We couldn't make it there for that, but everybody sent us videos, and they are really powerful. Yeah, it's nice.
Hmm. I know the Ronald McDonald House was a huge... Anytime I see stories about Ronald McDonald houses around the country, I will read them and think of you and know how that was a lifesaver for your family.
That was a lifesaver, and Josh really enjoyed that. It's just the way the families, the way they put together meals and activities, the families really mingle. We made a lot of friends there. Like some of the other housing that St. Jude provides, you're like it used to be called the Grizzly House, but now it's Tri-Delta House. You were basically in and out. You really didn't get time to know people. There was no community area where you would cook or do activities. And then the Target House, if you were there, you were pretty sick and you didn't come out of your room. You just kind of, and that was like, that was a full-fledged apartment. We had a kitchen and
mm-hmm.
all of that. And the Ronald McDonald House is just builds such a beautiful community, and he loved it so much. He loved getting the calendar and like, I'm going to do that. And, oh, we got to hurry back from the appointment because I want to do that. And the pantry was really funny that we ended up dedicating the pantry to him with the community's help with that. It was such, you just walk in and it's, you know, all they want to do is get kids to eat, because when you're going through treatment, you really don't feel like eating. So they put all the good stuff in this pantry, and you just walk in, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
He did. He loved it. So I'm really proud to have his name on the pantry at the Ronald McDonald House in Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, it's just the superhero celebration. Just to see the turnout every year for that is Josh meant so much to this community. And I never knew you during that time, but boy, everybody knew you, and everybody knew Josh. And it really was a Fairy Godmother Project that I was first acquainted to you, or that we first met. But boy, the community, really, this was just such a story for all of us.
That was a really magical time. I mean, it was terrifying, to be frank. But, I mean, just the way everybody came together, and they were signing petitions and sending us messages, sending us care packages, and you know, people that I didn't know from the community, and I would run into them later, like, oh, you're Josh's mom. And they would tell me a story, or why we followed you and we were praying for you.
Yeah.
And it has, even today, like, I still have it happen. I'll come out of Costco and there's a lady that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she, you know, it's Fredericksburg means a lot to me. It has been a great place to live and raise a family and just be.
Well, and I look back at the times when you were on national TV advocating for Josh. And I mean, you and I sit down and do, not everybody can do this, you know, what we do of, you know, sitting here and talking for an hour. But I mean, you know, all those years ago, you were on national TV advocating for your son big time.
Yeah, that is. That was also miraculous. Yeah, because there was a lot of emotion, and I was scared of crying on TV. And I don't know, grace of God, I just did it. And it, you know, it worked. And it was a beautiful miracle to live through, honestly, to have so much support from around the country. And then ultimately, get the medicine. The medicine worked and gave us more time.
It's really
a gift.
Amy Howdy here this morning. We're going to come back. We're telling some Josh stories. We're going to talk about that superhero celebration. Mark it on your calendars. Get ready for it. October 25th, 6:30 to 9:30 at Strange Ways Brewery. It is just an interest. It's such a great night. Even if you don't know the Hardys or you never knew Josh, this is something. It's a fundraiser for Fairy Godmother Project, and you will be moved by the event. We'll talk about that and some Josh stories too. Amy Hardy here, the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration, October 25th. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Amy Hardy in this morning, the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration coming up on October 25th, 6:30 to 9:30. At Strange Ways Brewery. The thing is, there's you recommend a $25 donation that's going to Fairy Godmother Project, and to wear a superhero. You can wear it. I mean, I wore a cape. Yeah. I've worn a cape in the past. Now I've got a shirt.
And we've had people come in their like firefighter gear or nurse gear.
Oh, and yeah.
Those are all superheroes too. So.
You mentioned a few minutes ago, and it's worth talking about for a little bit, because I until you did one, it had been years since I'd ever heard of a cakewalk. I mean, I remember going to them as a kid and just seeing them years ago, but...
Well, and I had never done a cakewalk, and then we have this little community down in the Northern Neck, and they were doing a fundraiser, and I wasn't paying any attention. The kids were running all over the beach, and I was just hanging out with friends, and then Josh keeps bringing cake after cake. I mean, he won like seven cakes. Some goofball kept giving him dollars, and I know exactly who it was. But he just would win and win and win, and it was just such a funny story. And when we were putting the event together, I was trying to put personal touches,
yeah,
and So a cakewalk is, to me in my mind, it's kind of like musical chairs because you have numbers down on the floor and you walk in a circle while the music's playing, and then when it stops, the kids stop on a number and they draw a number, and if you are standing on the number they draw, you win a cake. And I did not know what to do with all those cakes.
No.
And I would give them away. No, I want that one. And then I try to give another one. No, I want that one.
No, to have a cakewalk there, and you're and everybody. I mean, it was one. It was such a popular.
Event.
And your kids were having a great time. Your boys were just having a great time doing it.
Some big kids do it too. So we do cake donations. I will post that on social media just about a week before. But I do think we had about 60 cakes last year. I mean, it was really nice. And it's cakes or cookies or cupcakes or brownies. And some people make some really beautiful cakes. And, you know, a lot of it's store-bought. And it's all exciting to the kids.
To get something. Just to get people to go home with something like something like that.
But that is probably the biggest volunteer thing I need. Like, so I want to thank the James Monroe Key Club because they are all going to volunteer to my different stations. I have crafts that they'll run, and I've got, you know, pizza and drinks and cleanup. So I put these high school kids all over the place, but I think the cakewalk sometimes is overwhelming for those poor guys because it's like, I'm like, you have to keep them in line, you have to keep them in a circle, you have to keep them moving, and, you know, make them pick a cake quick.
It does, because if you have 60 cakes.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a long time. I think the DJ's like, oh my gosh, is there any more cakes?
I sensed that.
Yeah.
It's always great, and I've actually I found some stories that I didn't remember, because a lot of times there are certain stories that you tell that are just my all-time favorites. But I have heard some. I didn't realize that Josh had a thing for a claw machine.
Oh yeah, if we saw a claw machine at any restaurant or on the street or whatever, we had to play. And he was really, really good at it. Like, I mean, I say it all the time, he was like 29 for 50. But I mean, he won all the time.
Yeah.
And then with his health situations, he really couldn't have stuffed animals. So he'd walk down the street and find some little kid to like, hey, would you like my stuffed animal? I want it and I can't keep it. And the kid was like, yay! You know, and it was a good memory. But yeah, he loved competition. So he loved the competition of a claw machine and winning. And he always played sports with his brothers. Like, everything was a game. So that his claw career was quite phenomenal.
I learned that. The one story that I had never heard that I think this is there's two stuff. I mean, this and the story I do know, but this story just I think tells Josh the meanest mom story.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know. your kids are like, can we do this? Can we do this? I'm like, no. And why? Instead of breaking it down exactly why, I would just say, because I'm the meanest mom in the world. You're not doing it. End of discussion. And one day I said that to Josh, and he's like, Mom, you're not the meanest mom in the world. I was like, oh, thank you. And
thank
he said, you. But you are in the top 100.
There you go.
And I was like, yeah. He was like, his, I always say around comedic timing was just so funny. Like, he could just pause and wait, and gosh, he just so witty. God, I miss him.
It is, and again, those kind of memories and that kind of personality.
Yeah,
it helps.
Yeah,
but like you say, you do miss him. There's no getting around that.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny. You know, you think 9 years, you know, and I still post stuff all the time. Actually, most of my social media revolves around Josh. I mean, I do post about my other children, but it is generally trying to help the organizations that helped us. And my train of thought just got derailed. But yeah, I'm just so grateful for the memories and just, I don't know.
And like you said, that is a good reminder to take pictures and do videos.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
You never know. And I cherish, I have after he passed away, I sat down and went through every photo that I had, and I collected the Josh pictures. And in 10 years, I had almost 6,000 pictures of him, and I have them on flash drives. I have one in our kitchen that flashes all the time, and then I always have them running at the superhero event. And the 1 year that we did it at Fred Nat's, and his slideshow was on the Jumbotron, that was probably the coolest thing. He would have just loved that, seeing his giant face.
Right.
For all to see in the ballpark.
Well, when you and I, for his birthday, we'll do a video, and we did it in front of the We always are coming up with places to go. We've done it. We've done it at different places that meant different parts. It had memories for you, for his life. The Fred Nat Stadium wasn't there, but we both said, and I said, I have thought many times, being at games there, and you kind of, you know, let your mind wander, and you just think he would have been here all the time.
Yeah, he would have. He would have been there. He probably would have made friends with the players. Heck, we probably would have adopted one and had it at the house with it.
Right.
Yeah.
But that just seemed like such a perfect place to meet before his birthday this year.
Yeah,
just
it
because
was. It really was. It was a nice one.
He was just so sports oriented.
Yeah. He was. He did. He loved sports, loved competition, loved winning.
How did he get involved with, how did superheroes become a thing?
Well, you know, all of the boys went through a superhero phase. You
okay.
know? We watched, you know, the Marvel movies and the saga that those are. I mean, there's definitely an order to watch them.
Oh, yeah, which I didn't know that until this year.
Yeah, and they build off of each other.
Yeah.
And if you missed one, you're like, what in the world are they talking about? And the kids could be like, well, that is the Infinity Stone, and this is this, and this is this.
Yeah.
And we watched all of them. It was a big deal when they first came out. We would, you know, go see them in theaters or, so it just something, I guess when you're also too, I think when you're dealing with health challenges, he just wanted to be super. He wanted to put on a different identity.
Yeah.
Because he did. My father-in-law always comments, like, he would always get into costume. Like, he would have a sports jersey on, or he would dress in military, or he would dress in superhero. And we as a family have always enjoyed Halloween, and it was always a big deal about what costume you were going to get. And of course I have all of them, so you can go back and try them on. Actually, this is a funny story. So Josh decided in June, like, hey Jude, let's put our Spider-Man costumes on and go trick-or-treating. In June? And he was going door to door with a pillowcase, and I saw him up the street. I'm like, get back here right now.
They actually did it.
They did it. And the neighbors were like, oh, I got an apple.
See, always thinking and always wanting to have a good time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He would. I can only imagine what kind of college kid he'd be.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the, so having a superhero celebration, just, I've never heard of such a thing, of doing it. And it from the you know, the very first time you did it, it's been a big deal for the community.
Yeah, it was actually when we were at the funeral home after he passed, they had this like poster on the wall, and it talked about different things you could do to remember, and it talked about having a gathering. And I was like, gathering? Because I really didn't want to have a funeral. I didn't want to do the whole thing. I just didn't want to do it. And I was like, you know, superhero celebration is more fitting to his life. I mean, we would really celebrate him this way. But so that was what I wanted to do. But my other family member, like, we need the funeral.
Yeah.
We need to have the service. And I was like, well, we're going to do both.
Yeah.
And so it was amazing. I told a few people what I had in mind, and I did nothing for the actual celebration of life. We just walked into the Fredericksburg Expo, and people had the DJ, the food, the everything, and everyone came dressed out in full gear, superhero costumes. It really was a magical air. Like, I was blown away when I walked through the door. And I don't know. I wanted to do it again and do it again. And now we're doing our ninth one.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Well, I remember the first time when, and that's, I think, why you gave me the cape. Or no, you'd given me the cape because you wanted to, we were going to take a picture, and you wanted me in the picture, and you said I had to dress up. And so then I remember saying to you, for a few years I couldn't come. The first year I could come, I remember saying, do I have to? Is it okay if I just come? Because I'm just going to take some pictures. And there was no compromise. There was like, no, I want you to come and you will wear something.
Yeah, I even have extra capes lying around for people that said, show up with
you
nothing.
You said, if you show up, you'll get whatever you get, but you will wear something.
Yeah. No, and a lot of people just wear superhero t-shirts anymore. I think even my husband's trying to get away with that last year. He had the best costume last year. I had so much fun putting him together.
What did he come as?
Well, the kids always on Nickelodeon, they watch the show Avatar, and it was this bald kid that had this blue arrow painted on his forehead. So I painted this blue arrow on Todd's bald head, and we got the colors, and he walked around with a staff like they do, and it was so funny. I just laughed hysterically while I was painting and putting him together. And he was a good sport about it. And then one year I was Batgirl and I made him be Robin, and he was very good about that.
Wow. Okay. Again, the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration is October 25th, Strange Ways Brewery. You've had that there for a few years now.
That is the home of the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration. They are so wonderful to work with. I mean, Lauren is just a godsend. She takes care of some details that I'm just like, thank you so much. And it's such a big, beautiful space, rain or shine, because I used to do it at different places that didn't have big indoor spaces, and I was always just a nervous wreck that it was going to rain.
Yeah.
And I would pray. And,
In years it's rained, it's been fine.
Yeah, it's turned out. It's always worked out. But the first year I had it at Strange Ways, it poured, and I was like, oh no, but it worked out. I think more people came because they were so sick of being inside all day.
Yeah.
They came, and it was plenty of space, and I just love it. I just love it.
That might have been the first year, because when I came that night, the first time I came, it was just pouring.
Mm-hmm.
And there was plenty of room inside.
Yeah, it is. It's a good space. It's a very good space. And they're, that's the nice thing about breweries. You can bring in your own food, and, and you're helping them, because, everyone who's there is going to purchase their product. So it's a win-win, and they have said, you're welcome to have it here. We'll make sure we schedule it. I try to give them, I always have to wait for the UVA football schedule to come out before I can pick my day.
Right.
So that takes a little bit of time sometimes, but they are so wonderful. I'm just so grateful that they let us have it there.
October 25th, set your calendars. Make sure you go 6:30 to 9:30, the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration. We'll wrap it up with Amy Hardy when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can listen to Town Talk anytime, day or night. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Amy Hardy in this morning. The Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration is October 25th, 6:30, 9:30 at Strange Ways on Lansdowne Road. And you just simply need to come as a superhero, and money raised, $25 donation. And you can that goes to Fairy Godmother Project and all the good work that they do. You've gotten involved with so many, and like you say, a lot of organizations that helped you and helped Josh over the years. You give back. I mean, you guys still are running half marathons.
Yeah, we have one coming up December 6th, so keep an eye out for my St. Jude post. We are 2 months away from that. That always sneaks up on me, but it's a fun time. It's just a nice excuse to go back to Memphis and be a part of it. But but there's so many. Well, it's been interesting as we've evolved, and supporting these organizations has actually been the best way that I can channel my grief. Gives me a healthy way to talk about Josh without making people sad. Because there are families coming behind us every day that need the support that Fairy Godmother, St. Jude, Ronald McDonald House, American Red Cross, donating blood. There's a lot of things you can do without giving, you know, definitely monetarily, because that's not always everyone's gig. But giving blood is a huge thing. I need to give a pint of blood for every single pint that Josh got, and I don't know if I can do that in my lifetime. I mean, that's a big thing. But the Ronald McDonald, there's a couple things. So I always do the, you know, raise funds for the pantry. I always call it Josh's Pantry for the Ronald McDonald House. But they have a wish list of supplies, and you can go on Amazon and set up a subscription, and just sending fruit snacks is a simple little gift that is means so much to that organization.
Yeah.
And then I have soda tabs, the aluminum tabs on cans of any aluminum can, any type of beverage, adult or kid. The tabs are more pure aluminum, because the inside of the cans have a lining, and so that's a factor. And so when you give the tab, they can actually net a higher price. And the tabs are such an easy thing to just rip off your can and put in a little container. And then I start reminding people, like Memorial Day, 4th of July, because those are big beverage drinking weekends, and then about a month into it, and then the week before, people are calling me from all over the place. I have a friend that I made at King George Fire and Rescue. She retired, and she's like, I have tabs. I don't know how I'm going to get them to you. I said, just drop them off at the fire station. I'll come get them. And I went to a huge jar and a giant bag.
Yeah.
Fredericksburg City Schools, Cam Taylor, she has bins all over the central office, and they throw them in. They always give me a giant cheese ball container full of tabs, and just people all over the place. It's a simple little thing, and by no means does it fund the entire house, but as I was reading about it, it generally raises about $2,000 to $6,000 a year for each house, depending on how much they promote their tab program.
Wow.
So save your tabs.
Now, it's just fabulous the way you continue to give back and remember all those organizations, and not even, you know, like you say, even just like the Red Cross with blood, and anybody that's have had kids with cancer know how, you know, much, you know, the blood transfusions and just what that means. So, just to remember those kinds of things. You my favorite story, although the meanest mom story has crept up very high. The story you tell about Josh, the other story about Josh's personality when he was raising money in school, is just one of my favorites.
That is a classic. It's a good one to tell when you're in the mode of fundraising, because we've always been fundraisers for St. Jude. Jack and Joe, the humorist, used to have a St. Jude Mathathon, and because he was in the middle of treatment when this was all going on, they raised like $5,000. And then it was Josh's turn to do the Mathathon at Hugh Mercer, and he wanted to beat them combined, and he was lamenting one day, like, oh, I'm never going to get to $5,000, and I don't have anybody else to ask. And this sweet teacher, who wasn't even his teacher, this man, was just on lunch duty, and she was talking to him, and she's like, well, Josh, you can ask me. And he said, would you like to give to my St. Jude Mathathon? And she's like, sure. And she said, and she called me to tell me this. She goes, I reached in my pocket, had a $20 bill, and I handed it to him, which I think is funny that you're going to give a first grader $20 in the cafeteria. But yeah, I mean, he definitely would have taken it and done with it. But then when she handed it to him, and he looked at it, and he looked at her and was like, Mrs. Mann, you can do better than that. And so she called me the night before it was due. Tell Josh I'm going to meet him in his classroom, and I'm going to give him an envelope to put in his St. Jude thing, and I did do better.
Again, it's those stories and memories that Josh leaves us.
Yes.
And thank you, Amy Hardy, for just really coming in and telling these stories. I mean, the grief will always be there, but to be able to tell stories and to just continue to thank the community and to give the community ways to help a lot of these organizations is terrific.
Thank you so much for allowing me to come on and asking questions about Josh. It is so cathartic to just sit here and talk back and forth and share the story. So I am so grateful, and it is a great opportunity to thank the community, because Fredericksburg has been amazing.
I just wish I could have met him. I will someday.
Yes.
But I wish I had. The Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration, October 25th, 6:30 to 9:30 at Strangeways Brewery on Lansdowne Road. Money raised goes to the Fairy Godmother Project. Wear a superhero costume. And thanks for coming in, Amy. We'll talk soon. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amy Hardy with us at Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration, October 25th. Thanks for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.